speakers in addition to the chairman, Vera Nini, had had a chance to testify. America's nuclear power plants have been accumulating waste, contaminating daily deadly plutonium. At issue is whether the nation can safely dispose of it, along with growing amounts of it. Nuclear plants are still being built. The issue is alive in California, where the Energy Commission, backed by legislation, has vetoed a nuclear plant intended for the San Diego region, right on the nuclear fault. That action has brought angry reaction. Yeah, I wonder from people making some money.
Legislation has vetoed a nuclear plant intended for the San Diego region, right on the nuclear fault. That action has brought angry reaction. People making some money
from the corporations. If it's brought angry reaction from the corporations, you can bet your ass it'll stay right where it is. Nothing will be done about it. They never do anything that makes the corporations angry too long. They just talk about it long enough for the public to forget about it. Well, I guess I've given you most of the news. I might give you this little bit of news, and then I'll close. Sterilization gaining on the pill in USA because of a dramatic increase in the use of surgery as a contraceptive. Nearly one half of America's married women married couples with wives of childbearing age said they were sterile in 1976. That's nice. A controversial region report shows this fact. The report also shows that the use of the contraceptives has decreased in 1978 for the first time since the surveys by the National Center of Health Statistics have been taken. They always put these damn things so small, they don't want you to see any of the real printed news. Use of the pill, which in the damn way they do it anymore, I mean, they print it so you cannot see it. That's what they intend for you to do. The back page where you can't read it. Use of the pill, which in increased rapidity during the 1960s and early 1970s, is down a bit, but it is still the most popular method, said Dr. Kathleen Ford, author of the report. But sterilization is taking over because it is so effective. A couple is classified as sterile if either partner or physician is physically unable to produce a child. The report shows that in 1976, about 48% of couples with wives aged 15 to 44 said they were physically unable to have children. USA is quite a narcissistic little country. They don't give a goddamn about children anymore. All they want to do is play with each other, I guess, play cards and sit and watch a dull TV. No place for children. That's going to beat them because the Chinese don't share their views and neither do the Russians. They're increasing their birth rate all the time. The report shows that in 1976, about 48.2% of the people, couples with wives, age 15 to 44, said they were physically unable to have children. The increase of 6 percentage points from 1973 is partially due to a dramatic increase in a surgical sterilization among white couples, the report says. Good, that the whites all sterilize themselves and we'll end up with some black folk taking over the nation. It'll take too long, though, because they'll put us in genocide camps and do away with us with some ethnic weapon or nuclear neutron bomb. Figures show that about 29.1% of white couples in 1976 were sterile as a result of surgery, compared to 23.1% in 1973. The percentage of black couples who were sterile as a result of surgery was 21%. Oh shit, they're just as crazy as the white. In 1976 compared to 20.8% in 1973. Of all couples with a wife of childbearing age, 28.3% were sterile as a result of surgery. And another 19% were sterile for non-surgical reasons, such as congenital defects or diseases, according to the report. In 1973, 22.9% of all couples in U.S. were sterile. As a result, that means they can't have any babies. As a result of surgery, and less than 1% for non-surgical reasons.
Figures in the report show
clearly that 19.3% of all couples had surgery for contraceptive reasons, and 9.6% of those couples, the women had the surgery, and 9.7% of the couples, it was the man. The man gets a little fearful of his impotency, so he puts it on to the women. So the 48% of the women that are sterile, because the man takes a little operation with his penis, he won't be able to use it anymore. The report shows that 22.3% of all fertile couples in 1976 used the oral contraceptive pill, compared to 25.1% in 73. The first time that the center has found a decrease in the use of the pill, said Ford, a statistician in the center's division of vital statistics. She noted here there that there were very little use of the pill before the 1960s. An outbreak of sterilization shows, said she, shows about 45%, nearly 47%, brother, of couples with a wife aged 30 to 44 said they were
unable
to have
children.
That's nice.
They were sterile.
This compares
to only 11.6.
This compares to
11.6 of the population percentage of couples
with a wife
of
18
to 21.
So give them a little time,
they'll have them all sterile too.
They don't need any people, can't you see?
The system doesn't need any
people.
But what to do with them? There's no wars to fight. They won't fight the wars. As the youth showed, they wouldn't fight the Vietnamese war.
They
wouldn't engage themselves in any kind of military activities. They went to smoke and pot with AWOL. So they got tired of this shit. Now what are they going to do? They're just going to sterilize the population. So there won't be anybody.
There just won't be anybody around.
Have to worry about black folk and Indian, because they'll all be sterile.
U.S. study warns of a bleak future.
In a report to President Carter, 14 federal agencies have warned that by the end of this decade, overpopulation and food shortages will
combine to heighten
international tensions and endanger world peace and bring about nuclear war.
I give them 10 years.
The blunt lay worded report, the obituary section, is the first federal government study to consider population resources and environmental conditions from a long-range global perspective. Significantly, the study,
22 years,
pessimistic assessment of the world, 22 years,
supports
at best, and 10 years probably from now, supports the findings of a number of studies sponsored by private organizations in the past few years. Those works have been denounced by many in government,
and
the academic community as doomsday predictions. Yet the majority of the U.S. scientists proclaim them as an active and thorough study. Called the Global 2000 Study, the report which is due on Carter's desk in the fall is the result of a presidential directive to the agencies.
The executive global environmental changes and their impact on the United States.
A draft copy of the study is being coordinated by the White House Council on Environmental Quality and was obtained by the streets over food and that there'll be a return to cannibalism in 10 years. That there'll be that much food shortage in the United States of America. That people will be actually eating dogs, their pets, and their fellow relatives. Is there going to be that much shortage of food in USA? Now, don't you think you ought to go to Kansas City and see your loved ones for a little while? I think it'd be a good thing for you to do. Kansas City, of course,
something else is going to go wrong. All the rest of the world going to be on fire, but Kansas City might make it. I don't know.
Princeton at
all. I'm being facetious. You know that that is the doomsday, and that's the way it is. I'm surprised the press prints it at all, but they do, because they know the stupid American people do not
read,
and they put these things right back by the one ad just before the funeral obituaries, so nobody can read what the hell is going on. All right, remember, news tonight, those that have extra classes, we must continue those.
To get that,
we will have
that we want.
Stand by just a moment.
Beautiful bunny rabbits. Go to it. Go to it. Anything to make us some money and keep us out of that damn slave mentality. By God, when people are eating their
today,
mother and their dad,
to
and
get
their cousins,
that order that we want of those beautiful bunny rabbits, go to it. Go to it. Anything to make us some money and keep us out of that damn slave mentality. By God, when people are eating their mother and their dad and their cousins, you ought to be glad that we can go out and find all the wild pig and all the wild boar. The wild Komodo and all the chicken, mountain chickens, and all kinds of delicacies, lava.
The damn world isn't the same. You're like somebody sitting in Hiroshima when they were sawing, I guess, one noonday, sitting there listening to the radio, probably praying with their grandchildren, and never thought that all hell could break loose when suddenly they were all blinded and turned into dust by an atomic bomb. Don't say it hasn't happened. It's happened twice already. It happened to Nagasaki, and they haven't got any more use for us than they have for them. They'd rather drop their neutron bomb. They'd rather drop their so-called nigger bomb on us in USA than they would on the Japanese. So don't come out of your damn dreamy-eyed nonsense and wake up and get alert and try to learn what the hell's going on, because some of you are stupid and got good minds, and there's no excuse for being stupid with good minds. I love you very much.